When's the last time you went to a play? Summer theater is hitting its stride now in Honolulu, and you may be ready for a new experience. Here's a look at two of the edgier productions. We're sneaking through the darkened entry into the Actors Group Theater here at Dole Cannery. There's a rehearsal on for their summer production, Mothers and Sons, by Terrence McNally. Kati Kuroda plays Catherine, a mother in agony the last 20 years.
She's been brooding. She's been angry. The denial of his gayness.
Catherine's returned to her son's old apartment, where his former lover, Cal, now has a partner and a son. Awkward. Director Joyce Maltby describes a key scene between Cal and the mother.
She says, I still can't accept it. And he says, what is it? Is it the f***ing? Is it two men, you know? And I think for so many people, we don't see beyond a sexual act. That's maybe it. We don't see the love.
When Catherine does see the love in this modern family, she sees herself more clearly.
It's that she lost a son who, while he was alive, she couldn't accept him for who he was.
That is the stuff of tragedy in this play, Redeemed. Proof by David Auburn takes us into the world of the mind, contrasting mathematics at its highest levels with messier aspects of the human mind and heart. Rachel Ueno plays Catherine, the brilliant daughter of a groundbreaking mathematician who sacrificed her career to take care of him. Ueno says the spine of a play is its through line, the idea that connects everything else.
Our spine was, let X equal reality solve for X. And so for each of our characters, it's trying to define what's really going on, what our reality is.
Let X equal reality solve for X.
You could boil it down to asking yourself in every scene, what is reality?
Paul Mitri has been head of UH Theater and Dance the last 5 years. He's the artistic director for All the World's a Stage Theater Company, a small itinerant group now at the 40-seat Lou Theater at Chaminade. Proof, the Pulitzer Prize-winning play, differs from the film you may have seen. It's more focused and hits you differently when actual humans are struggling in front of you.
Looking at the world as an actor, our job is to ask a question about basic human nature. Why do people do what they do? And I think many people are not honest with themselves about why they are doing things.
Caution, self-scrutiny may occur as a result of these plays. They do make for fine conversation at a late happy hour. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.